I guess one of my questions would be, well, how are we involved at all in Iran's missile and drone programs?
That was my first question when I saw that is, what do we have to do with Iran and missiles and drones, right?
I bet it has to do with the people who finance that stuff. That we're going right. to put sanctions against
in
them
other
here
words,
in the U.S.
In other words, if you're caught providing anything. But I thought that...
Right.
I thought we already had rules regarding that, but
I'm sure we do because we don't even have diplomatic relations with Iran, right? They're far from being our ally. That they consider us the great Satan, right? So, all right, this is one of those stories that I hesitated to talk about this morning, but I thought it was so unusual I couldn't not mention it because as long as I've been working in the media and as many crime stories as I reported on when I was a reporter, I can honestly say that I had never heard the term pedophilic burglar until yesterday when we learned that a family fought off a pedophilic burglar that they found in their son's room on Sunday night. This is according to Phoenix police. Abdullah Aroni, 25 years old, allegedly broke into a home near 27th Street and Thomas around 11 p.m. Sunday. And was found by a 4-year-old boy's mom in the boy's room. The mother confronted Aroni, who reportedly attacked the mom, who was screaming. The child's father then entered the child's room. Aroni attacked him as well. That fight eventually ended up in the backyard, according to police. And that's when Aroni jumped over a wall and ran away. So police officers respond to the scene. After hearing about a residential burglary, they're not able to find Aroni, but detectives took over the investigation and they were able to identify the subject and figure out what he did.
I think he's lucky to have escaped with his life.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Right? I mean,
and here's
all the dads I know, they probably wouldn't have let him. I mean, not that he let him get away, but
right. Yeah,
probably would have used lethal force.
Yeah. And you know what? That's allowed in this case, actually, under Arizona law, because they're saying the actions by the suspect, and I'm quoting from the police statement, the actions by the suspect inside of this room established probable cause to arrest him for sexually motivated crimes. And it is, you're allowed to use lethal force to stop child molestation in Arizona. The police came up with this term. Well, I don't think they came up with this term, but that is why we're hearing the term pedophilic burglar. He was arrested the next day, and they used a search warrant to enter his residence where they allegedly found evidence linking him to the burglary. And he's now been booked on multiple charges, including burglary, multiple assault counts, sexual contact with a minor. Now, here was my hesitation about even talking about this. I don't want to try and scare moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents listening this morning with a story. Because remember, right, news is reporting that which is unusual. And there has not been a rash of pedophilic burglaries or anything like that. You know,
you don't want to send anybody into a panic, but you still need to make people aware that it has happened, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Now, my guess is because they were so quickly able to identify this guy and arrest him, I'm guessing he was somewhat familiar, at least in the neighborhood or from the family, because that's usually where this kind of stuff comes from, right? Is like somebody that knows the family, somebody that knows the child from somewhere in life, because guys just don't enter houses randomly looking for kids to attack. It's not how life works. So, but yeah, I don't know. I always feel the need to put that on there because I think, you know, so many parents have been scared through the years through so many, you know, news stories about kids being snatched. And we all know that, you know, it's highly unusual for a stranger to snatch a kid. And it's highly unusual for a stranger to really actually do this to a child as well. So I don't know. But, you know, there are still those news organizations that, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. Those kind of folks, Jamie. Yeah, we've worked around them for years.
Yes.